Call in to John and Tommy and get your voice heard. 877-377-6963. This is The Morning Rush.
All right, welcome back into The Morning Rush. Appreciate it, everybody listening in today. Let's go to the phone lines as we welcome in the head coach of the Razorback football team, Chad Morris. Coach, it's been a while. We haven't been really able to catch up with you since spring game and spring practices were going on. What's been going on in the life of Chad Morris ever since then?
Man, how y'all doing this morning?
We are doing great.
Well, I tell you what, it has been quite the adventure since the end of the spring game. You know, been traveling around doing a lot of the Razorback Club functions and meeting a lot of great, passionate people. It's been really good. I think I've spoken at 13. I think it's 13 was the last count. It's been good. It's been good. Just been just traveling around and excited to visit with a lot of great people.
Coach, you get to go to Destin soon, and a lot of that's one of the perks of many perks of the job. But one of the other perks is going to Destin for the spring meetings. A great venue to have that. What are some of the big topics that? And I know this will be your first meeting, but what are some of the things that will be on the table that the football coaches will be discussing in Destin?
Well, if it's like other spring meetings that we've gone to before, I mean, obviously officiating, rule changes. Potential rule changes that could be out there. You know, how is the kickoff rule going to affect the game? Those are usually some of the hot topics that you deal with. And then, you know, limiting the headsets to 20. That's going to be another hot topic of how that all came into play and how people are going to, you know, the strategy of dealing with those things. So, yeah, it sounds like we got quite a few things that we'll have plenty of information to talk about.
You know, Coach, when you look at player-led workouts, at summer workouts, and the progression and the understanding of offense and defensive philosophies in the summer, a lot of times that's crucial, especially early on in your time to let the players and kind of maybe discuss what is instrumental from a player's perspective and continuing to gain and bringing those young guys along in summer workouts and player-led workouts.
Yeah, you know, we actually, you know, the last practice, you know, we had our spring game on the 7th, and then we had two practices after the spring game, and we used one of them exclusive to show our players exactly how we wanted our summer, what we call our summer skills and drills, which are player-led workouts. And this is the third quarter of our phase. We go through a four-quarter phase. First quarter is basically your winter conditioning. Second quarter consists of spring ball. Third quarter consists of after spring leading into summer up to the 4th of July. And then you start your fourth quarter, your final push. And so we're going to be in the start of this third quarter phase. And one of the things we share with our players is this has to be a player-led football team. And in order to do that and to get to where this team wants to go, we've got to have guys taking ownership in this program a lot more than what they've done. And so that's been a huge emphasis of us, of what we've done. So we spent an entire day exactly how we want summer workouts ran and the organization of it. And then when there was about 2.5 weeks in there before, after spring ball, that led up to the end of finals, to where that they actually had, I believe they had 5 player-led workouts on their own. And so, the feedback from our players has been outstanding. The organization of it, and that's the key to anything, is just making sure you're well organized and not wasting time.
Head coach of the Arkansas Razorback football team, Chad Morris, is our guest right now on the Morning Rush. Coach, looking at you mentioned that how this needs to be a player driven type of leadership role now with these workouts and all of that. Just how do you feel about some of those guys and their mentality? How confident are you in their abilities to lead these summer workouts? And who may some of those players be that you're really going to be leaning on this summer?
Well, when you look at offensive side of the ball, obviously Froholt is such an instrumental leader in this program. A guy that's got a lot of experience underneath his belt. And just the short period of time I've been around him, I've been very pleased with. And when he talks, everybody pretty much listens. I mean, he's definitely a true leader there. I think when you look at the defensive side of the ball, you know, and again, now as I say this, this is also a time for for men to emerge as leaders. While yes, we've identified a few of those leaders, we obviously need more. We need to have more leaders on the offensive side of the football that's going to take on that role. LaMichael Petway needs to really step up and become a leader now. And so, you know, as we do that, this is a great opportunity for these young men to grow into that leadership role. When you start looking on the defense side of the ball, you obviously start looking at Dre Greenlaw, a quiet leader. This guy is someone that really doesn't, you know, he's not a real vocal leader, but, man, his action speaks extremely, extremely loud. A young man that has been, a lot of games underneath his belt. So excited about him. Santos Ramirez, has been a great leader for us as far as what I've seen so far through the spring. And so those young men right there are guys that Sosa is another one on that defensive side of the ball. So, again, it gives a great opportunity for guys to own up and to develop into that leader, and it takes some of these guys that we've identified as leaders and showcase them.
Coach, when you and your colleagues around the league get together, will there be much discussion about the change in recruiting and the calendar and the process, having the early signing period? I know you came into this job and had to jump right into an early signing period, which completely changed the dynamics. What is the feel amongst coaches about the early signing period, and what tweaks and adjustments need to be made now?
Well, I think that, as we look at it, I know some of the things that have been tabled right now was a contact period for coaches in the spring with the early signing period. I think they're trying to coordinate that with the way other sports do things. And so I would see that coming on the horizon, that this time of year would be a contact period for our coaches instead of just an evaluation period. Just the discussion that we've had and even had right after the February signing period when we had SEC meetings down in Birmingham was that it was not going to go backwards. Signing period was not going to go back to the first Wednesday in February, and that would be the only one that we have again. This is a 2-year trial for sure, and if anything, I see it even pushing even for earlier as years come.
Coach, one of the things that I also want to bring up to you as well, I know you're focused on SEC meetings right now, but coming up in July is SEC Media Days. We may not have another opportunity to catch up with you until then. That, to me, is like its own little season. It's almost as crazy and has as much going on as sometimes during the regular season itself, and I'm sure you've heard of all of the stories going on with that. When you get revved up for that, how do you feel you're going to handle that? You're ready for that? Or are you excited about the opportunity to go to SEC Media Days in that event?
Yeah, I'll be really excited about going to that. That'll be, kind of signifies the first event after kind of taking a break for a little bit and getting out of town. Kind of let you know that football season is really kicking off now, and so that's always an exciting time. I look forward to that day, and obviously I have not been to one, but definitely excited about going to my first one.
You mentioned making the tour around the state. I've been to a couple of these Razorback Club events. You've been to I think you presented yourself as very down to earth. Just like the rest of the Arkansans and the Razorback fans, you like to hunt, you like to fish, you're into cattle, right? You're into cattle. What can Chad Morris tell us about cattle farming?
Well, I can tell you that when my dad calls and says he finds a deal on cows, I can tell that I know where to send the money to buy the cows. How about that? Let's just say that. No, I tell you, we're running about, I guess I got about 60 head of cows, and got quite a few new ones, some babies that just happened, some calves, and so I know that they eat a lot, they take up a lot of hay, and they're not cheap.
So do you get out there and work them when you have time, or is this just something that your dad's involved in?
No, absolutely no. I'll get out there and feed them when I'm back in where I keep them at. I'm out there working with them. And if we have to give them shots or whatever we got to do, no, I absolutely do that.
I think that relates to a lot of people probably in Razorback Nation.
You bet.
Yeah, no question about it. Head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks, Chad Morris. Always appreciate you joining us, Coach. Great stuff. I'm sure we'll be catching up with you later down the road. Have fun down there in Destin. I'm a little jealous of you.
I sure will. I'll be thinking about you guys. So, hey, I appreciate y'all. Look forward to getting back on.